Greetings, Lenten journeyers. Welcome to Monday of the first full week of Lent. If you're counting, this is day 5 of your Lenten journey. Today we're going to go back to the devotional by Joyce Rupp called Jesus, Friend of My Soul. The devotion today is titled, One Who Lets Go. In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24, it says, Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. A seed contains an amazing potential for life. Before this growth can take place, the seed gives way for its hard outer layer to split apart. This allows for the life inside to awaken and sprout. Jesus knew what it was to be like a seed. Throughout his life, he had to relinquish good things in order to bear fruit. He left behind a secure life in Nazareth to be faithful to his mission. He let go of being understood and of receiving acceptance from the people in his hometown. And he released any hope he may have had for a good reputation among the religious leaders. Each time his teachings and activities were disregarded, challenged, or rejected, Jesus let more of the seed's husk fall away. Jesus did not turn his back on what he felt called to be and to do. His life bore fruit because he continuously gave open-heartedly of himself. Challenging circumstances generate opportunities for the seed of divine life in us to grow. Whenever a situation summons us to open ourselves more fully, we become like the wheat grain Jesus described. Major loss, failure, disappointment, illness, discontent, things of this nature lead us to discover facets of life-giving goodness in ourselves, but only if we are willing to release what holds us back and keeps our inner shell from softening. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, surrendered one, I am the seed in the hiddenness of the soil, the thick covering that I try hard to preserve seems to take forever to release and open. Keep softening that hard-shelled part of me with your encouragement for my ability to grow. Today, I nudge the seed in me to open further. Amen. I hope you have a blessed Monday and look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.